It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, new research out of UW-Madison is looking at a specific part of the brain as the basis of a new theory of addiction to things like opiates.
First, when President Obama issued guidelines to strengthen the rights of transgender students last month, it set off a political storm. WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White says it also left transgender students in Wisconsin trying to figure out how to live their lives in a complicated, sometimes hostile climate. She joins us now to discuss the issue. Laurel, good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me, Judith.
So, Laurel, it seems that we've been talking about the transgender bathroom issue and bills in one way or another for more than a year. So why is this issue getting so much attention once again?
Well, you're right. The transgender bathroom bill that was debated in Wisconsin during the last legislative session has sort of boiled up again because the representative who sponsored it, Representative Jesse Kramer, has said he plans to reintroduce it in the next legislative session. And there's also been some action regarding federal guidance on transgender bathroom policies that the state attorney general has responded to, actually by joining a multi-state lawsuit challenging those guidelines. So there's been a lot of discussion of transgender rights and policy in Wisconsin in the past month or so.
Before we go more into the policies and the legislative aspect of this, you recently spent time with and interviewed some people who are directly affected by this public policy debate for a WPR News feature. Let's listen to that now.
Elle is like a lot of seven-year-old girls. She loves the color pink, sparkles, and ponies. In fact, she just started taking horseback riding lessons.
Because I thought it would be fun.
But there's something that makes Elle different. She was born a boy. She started using her new girl's name at school this year, and she started wearing dresses instead of boy clothes to first grade. When you ask Elle why she wanted to do that, she gives a matter-of-fact answer.
Because I was transgender.
That's a complicated topic for some people, but for Elle, what it means to be transgender is pretty simple.
I'm a boy, but I changed to a girl because I like girl stuff and I wanted to be a girl.
Elle is growing up in a time when transgender rights are one of the most hot-button political issues in the country, and Wisconsin is certainly part of the debate. Last year, Kewaskum Assembly Republican Jesse Kramer introduced a bill banning transgender students from using the bathroom that aligns with their gender identity. He plans to reintroduce it and says otherwise, someone will take advantage of the ability to use the bathroom of their choice.
I could take my daughter, and my neighbor take his daughters. We could go to an open swim at the local high school. We send our daughters into the girls' room to change, get their swimming suits on to go swimming. There might be a 30-year-old guy in there changing right next to them.
Last month, Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel signed on to a multi-state lawsuit challenging the Obama administration's guidance on transgender bathroom use, calling it an abuse of executive power. 18-year-old Eddie Terrell Wood of Madison says living in a time when your sexuality is so public and so publicly controversial isn't easy.
When it comes to like trans issues and people are fighting back at me about that, it's a bit harder just because like to you, this is an issue of politics, but to me, this is my life every single day.
Wood's school tried to alleviate that stress a little bit by letting her use the bathroom of her choice. A growing number of schools in Wisconsin are implementing transgender bathroom policies. Some transgender students say they'll cope, whether their schools change or not. Liz Elliott LaFleur is an 18-year-old from Milwaukee. Some days, LaFleur identifies as a woman. Other days, a man. LaFleur is attending a college this fall that doesn't have a transgender bathroom policy, but says that's okay.
I'm not going to let my sexuality or gender or anything like stop me. You know, I'm going to face struggles all the time in life. Even when I'm older as a teacher, students might not like me for being the way I am, but, you know, I want to be proud of myself and get the degree I need and be able to teach students whether they like that or not.
LaFleur and other transgender students say they know some people won't understand them. Some might be rude or mean, but despite political debate, drama, and litigation, they say they're going to keep living their lives. The bathroom, they say, is the bathroom. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.
So Laurel White is joining us right now. Laurel, how did you find the people that you talked with in that feature?
Sure. So I reached out to a transgender rights advocacy group called GSAFE. And they've done a lot of work all over the state of Wisconsin, helping different schools and school districts navigate transgender bathroom policies. So I reached out to them and I said, hey, are there any students that you think would be willing to speak with me for a feature? I wanted to talk to people from all around the state as much as possible. So they were a great window into that.
And why do you think so much of the attention in this debate is focused on bathrooms?
You know, I think it's interesting because Representative Jesse Kramer, again, who sponsored that bill, has actually said that he's more concerned about the locker rooms and the changing facilities than he is the bathrooms. You know, as you heard in that piece, he's concerned about taking his daughter to a swimming pool and have her changing in the restroom next to someone of a different sex. So, you know, the bathrooms, I think, are the primary focal point here. But it's interesting because the representative actually is concerned about the locker rooms a bit more.
Mm-hmm. So in some ways, maybe bathroom is kind of a shorthand for any place where people are in that kind of close proximity. So, Laurel, you said that Jesse Kramer, representative in the Wisconsin legislature, is planning to reintroduce his bill next term. But in light of the federal guidelines that are now in place, is there any likelihood of, even if they pass, if of them going anywhere?
The federal guidelines?
The bill that Kramer is wanting to promote.
Sure. Well, you know, it's actually it's kind of a tricky legislative situation because the federal guidelines wouldn't actually be law. So if the law in Wisconsin actually passes, I think they would usurp what the guidelines are. Mm-hmm. So that would change everyday experiences, I believe, for transgender students in Wisconsin, if that does pass.
Sure. So just to be clear, the federal guidelines are just that. They are guidelines. They're not actually laws.
Right.
Okay. So did you interview anyone else whose voice you weren't able to include in the feature?
Yeah, so it's very difficult to fit everyone that you speak with into a radio piece. So I was able to fit most everyone into my print story that's on WPR.org. So if folks want to go take a look at that, they can hear from some more voices. One of the other students that I spoke with is a 12-year-old girl from Wanakee, and she's actually the first transgender student to come out in that school district. She came out this past winter. And she told me a little bit about her experience, and she was able to use a gender-neutral bathroom at first, and they actually transitioned her to the girls' restroom this past, I think it was May, so right before the school year wrapped up. And she said she sort of echoed the sentiments that the other students in this story had, which was when they came out, their classmates were generally pretty supportive and accepting and encouraging. So her experience has been very positive.
And there are those federal guidelines that allow for people to use the restroom of the gender that they identify as. There is also a lawsuit from several states, including Wisconsin, suing the Obama administration over those guidelines. What is the status of that lawsuit?
So that lawsuit was filed just last month, shortly after the guidance was issued. These things obviously take time, so that's going to be in progress for quite a while. I did speak with the Attorney General earlier this week for this feature, and he said that he's very optimistic about the outcome of that lawsuit, and he reiterated that he really feels like the Obama administration overstepped their bounds here, that they're essentially trying to make law, but that's not within their purview, that Congress should be the body doing that.
And speaking of that, have there been attempts in Congress to pass bills either for people who identify as transgender to be able to use the bathroom that they identify with that gender or against that?
Well, there's been a lot of action on transgender bathroom policies nationwide over recent months. And I think that that is having an impact on the Wisconsin debate. The students I spoke with are certainly aware of all of that that's happening and trying to take that in as much as possible. And Representative Kramer, who sponsored Wisconsin's bill, has referenced several of the national policies that are in the works. He considers North Carolina's bill, which has been incredibly controversial around the country, as a model. He really thinks that they're doing it right.
And Laurel, did you get to talk with the parents of these transgender students. Did they give you any insight into what this has been for them?
I did. And it was hard when I was editing the piece because I really did want to focus on the students and their experiences. All the students I spoke with, you know, 18 or younger, and in a very formative time in their lives. So I wanted to highlight what it was like for them. But I spoke to parents in almost every instance as well. And the parents, by and large, were actually entirely supportive of their children. And I actually sat down at the kitchen table with the 12-year-old girl from Wanakee with her two parents. And they said that the experience for them was, they didn't want to call it easy, but they said it was surprisingly simple for their son to transition into their daughter. And they were incredibly heartened by the support they received from the community, from their school, from their family and friends. So it was very interesting to get the insight from the parents as well.
Well, Laurel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Judith.
That was Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, giving us an update on the ongoing debate over transgender bathroom policy issues.